the gospel lessons for Palm Sunday and for one of the Advent Sundays were the same. It was the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so we are reminded that we greet Jesus in many ways and at many times. Then on the piano, a piece which has nothing to do with Advent except perhaps in its mood, the C minor prelude of Chopin. And there may be an intensity in this piece which can remind us that before we can appreciate the wonder of God's coming, we have to go back to the dark time before the light came into the world. And there is some of the darkness and of the light and of that intense longing represented in the Chopin piece. And then on the organ, a piece by the French composer Jehan Alain. Alain died in the war fighting for France. And in his preface to the work which I'll play, which is entitled Litanies, he said, "When the Christian soul in its distress can no longer find new words to implore God's mercy, it repeats incessantly the same invocation with a vehement faith. Reason attains its limit. Only faith continues its ascension." So three keyboard works then, the Bach Zeigegrößet variations on harpsichord, Chopin C minor prelude on piano, and the Alain litanies on the organ.
Thank you.
The rest of this program is sort of in your hands, as what we're going to do is have you select hymns from the Advent section of the hymnal, and I don't know just exactly how we'll choose who gets to select these. We'll need a referee, but you pick one, and I will improvise on it for a short while, and then we will sing it together. I might ask you to avoid a couple that we're going to be using at 8 o'clock Vespers so that we don't have duplication so quickly. So avoid numbers 33 and 38. Other than that, anything in the Advent section will be fair game. 34, is that what I heard first? Okay. So that you know where this one comes from, in the Middle Ages, during Advent, it was the practice to sing what were called the Great O antiphons of Advent. They were called the Great O's because each of them began with the vocative O, and there were seven of them. Unfortunately, to save space or something, they thought they could only put five of these stanzas in the hymnal, but there were seven. And what we have in this hymn are metrical versions of those, and each of them began with one of the names by which God is known. There was O Wisdom, O King, O Key of David, and so on. So these five stanzas that we have in the hymnal represent five out of those seven Great O antiphons. And I'm going to ask you to correct a mistake that I think they made in the hymnal and the refrain when you sing it tonight. I tried to do it last night and couldn't break the habit. But most hymnals now have caught up with the fact that in the refrain, you don't stop at the end of Emmanuel, because it doesn't really make any sense when you do. You know, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. It's rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. And then it makes good sense, and it works musically, and so when we sing it, let's try it that way. Also, when we sing it, we'll ask the ladies to sing the third stanza and the men to sing the fourth, please. I know there aren't as many men, but that's all right. We can do it. Thank you. 30 first. 30 is one of the 6,000 plus hymns written by Charles Wesley, the brother of John Wesley. And there are a number of them in the hymnal. I would say most of the 6,000 have been lost to everybody, including Methodists, because that's just too many hymns to keep track of. Hymnals at most have maybe 500, or big ones might have 600, so 6,000 doesn't survive too long. The tune is one of the real folk tunes coming from the southern United States tradition, the Appalachian tradition, which first appeared in a 19th century collection called the Southern Harmony. That's a good way to end with the doxology. We'll have lots more hymn singing with the Vespers this evening and with Matins tomorrow morning and then Christmas Eve tomorrow night and so on. Thank you very much for coming and sharing this music with us.